Hello and welcome. I'm Mary, and I'll be guiding you through this short audio practice. I want to begin by encouraging you to take a moment to appreciate the powerful choice you're making today. The choice to realign with your creative curiosity, instead of letting anxiety become the defining spirit in your writing life. By making this choice, you're taking the first step to stop writing in partnership with your anxiety, and to start writing in partnership with your story, and with your own storyteller self. During this practice, I'll be using the word story to refer to your writing, but I'm not just talking about stories in the sense of fiction. Whether you're writing a novel, a memoir, an essay, or a poem, you're doing the deep and sacred work of the storyteller. And no matter where you find yourself with your writing, your inner storyteller is still here with you. Trust that you can reach out and meet them again on the path of discovery. Let's start by checking in with your body and asking what will help you shift out of panic and into possibility. Maybe you'd like to sit in a more comfortable position, or maybe today you'd like to move around in your writing space. Maybe your body feels like walking, or even just swaying in place. Feel free to close your eyes and focus on your breath if that's centering and relaxing for you. But if it's not, know that this is not a strict meditation with specific rules to follow. You can't fail at it, and you have permission to bring your body along with you on this practice in whatever way feels right. Whatever experience of anxiety that's brought you to this practice today, just for a moment, let it be allowed. Just for a moment, this anxiety isn't blocking you or belittling you or pulling you into that spiral of panic, that spinning space that seems to have no path or exit. Just for a moment, feel that the anxiety is simply here with you, not controlling you or directing you. Know that its presence is allowed. It doesn't mean anything in particular about you or your work. It's just here. Now, if you choose, bring a bit more awareness to your body by gently tapping your fingers along your collarbone and your chest. Follow whatever rhythm comes naturally today. Soft fluttering, slower and firmer taps, or maybe a gentle brushing motion. You can leave your fingers in one place or move them back and forth or up and down along your collarbone and your sternum. If you like, move your fingers up to the sides of your neck and your jawline, gently, softly, in whatever pattern feels right. Allow yourself to sink deeply into any sensations of loosening or release. Maybe a deep breath, a yawn or a swallow, or even just a relaxing of your shoulders and your upper body. Let your head turn from side to side or sway gently from right to left if that helps deepen this feeling of release. Become aware of your body within your current space, as a vessel of both containment and flow. Now, if you're ready to move deeper, invite the story you're writing to be present within your containment and flow. Imagine that you find yourself on a gently turning path. A path that's mysterious but still easy to follow, winding continuously inward. And at the center of this labyrinth path, there's a secret shelter that's been waiting for you, just beyond the edge of the spiral. A space full of possibility and potential. This is the space where you'll meet your story again. Allow it to fully surround you now. Your story space may be a specific scene, but it doesn't have to be. Follow whatever feelings begin to emerge right now, here at the center of the labyrinth, even if you're not quite sure where they're headed. Know that you choose when to enter this space and when to leave. You can always find the path. How does the space of your story feel today? What colors surround you? Are they bright or muted? Bold or subtle? What do you smell here, and what associations do those smells call up? Is this a loud place or a quiet one? What do you feel on your skin? The temperature, the weather, the state of your body? Are there any objects surrounding you? And if so, what do they feel like when you touch them? Does the air here have a taste or a feeling of presence? You may not feel responses to all of these potential aspects of your story space, and you may find yourself discovering entirely different ones. Whatever is emerging, allow yourself to be present with it in a spirit of deep curiosity. Which sensory details are drawing you in the most? Are any of them surprising? Or do any of them feel deeply familiar but still unexplored? What is your story telling your body now? When you're ready, begin to give your impressions form. You can speak them aloud or jot them down. Start bringing your awareness back to today's work, back to the writing. How do the sensory impressions you've gathered here suggest new threads or directions that you can follow onto the page? Don't focus on perfection or even necessarily on clarity as you begin to write. Just allow the sensory experience of your story space to get your words flowing again until more tangible ideas emerge. If you choose, you can let the sense of your story space linger for the rest of your writing session. But remember that you can leave at any time, and that you can also always return. The labyrinth path of the storyteller is always inside you, leading you ever deeper into the creative center where you and your stories meet, mingle, and make the world.